It's been a tough time for people during the pandemic, of course, and it seems one financial institution hasn't made it easier for its members. The Members Equity Bank has been forced to make an apology for raiding the redraw facilities on some mortgage accounts that left customers shocked. ME's Chief Executive, Jamie McPhee, concedes the bank messed up. Here's the ABC Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Mick Fanning is one of ME Bank's veteran customers. The retired ABC cameraman has just about paid off his mortgage, but he kept a line of credit there just in case. With no notice, that's been sliced by about a third.
I thought I'd better check my account, and lo and behold, about 30% of it is no longer available as a drawdown, should I need it. And still to this day, I've had no communication from them.
After days of damaging confusion, ME says it changed redraw limits, but on older legacy products, and that loans negotiated over the past 5 years aren't affected. Chief Executive Jamie McPhee has been in the bunker, refusing an interview with The World Today, but instead apologised on the ME Bank website.
We are sorry. This change was made with the best of intentions, to protect some customers from the risk of redrawing too much money, which could have inadvertently put them behind their repayment schedule. But we messed up.
The customer anger and ME Bank's missing in action communication strategy has attracted the attention of the corporate regulator, ASIC. A spokesman says it's been in close and regular contact, urging the bank to better explain their reasoning. In a statement, Jamie McPhee addressed the speculation that redraw facilities were tapped to assist the bank's liquidity in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic.
ME Bank is financially strong. Rumours about other motives are simply untrue. The bank is in a strong financial position, and our capital and liquidity levels are well above both internal targets and regulatory requirements.
On Monday, Westpac Chief Executive Peter King was asked about ME's strategy on redraw facilities, and he quickly dismissed it.
It hasn't even crossed my mind, Peter, and it's not something we'll be doing.
But just on the basis of what ME Bank is doing, is that something that you regard as ethical or good behaviour by a bank?
Peter, I haven't actually looked at it, to tell you the truth, but as I said, you know, it's not something we'll be doing.
Gerard Noonan, chairman of Media Super and a former editor of the Australian Financial Review, urged ME Bank to urgently salvage its reputation.
I think they really need to get on the front foot and indicate to our broader public that this isn't anything like the issue that it's being portrayed to be. For instance, I think it's laughable that some detractors of the excellent superannuation system that we have in Australia are trying to link this to some question of liquidity, which is just ridiculous.
But is there a concern that ME Bank, by its poor communications, might have created concerns that it might have liquidity problems?
Well, look, I simply do not think that there are liquidity problems at all. They're a great bank, so time to get out in the public arena and explain what's going on.
The banking regulator, APRA, has asked ME Bank for a please explain, and the Australian Financial Complaints Authority says it's activated a significant response plan to deal with the complaints that have been flooding in.
Peter Ryan there.